This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. You remember the big General Motors ignition switch scandal of a year or so ago? You remember the 84 or maybe 85 deaths tied to that defect? And you remember the tens of billions of dollars in liability the experts figured GM was going to face as a result? Okay, now forget all that. A bankruptcy court judge has ruled General Motors is protected from liability in most suits arising from the defective switches that were installed before the company's bankruptcy in 2009. It is, yes, a very nice legal win for GM, but it is not the company's last legal challenge, as Marketplace's Adam Allington reports.
The judge ruled that the liability shield included in the 2009 bankruptcy agreement should be allowed to remain in place for cars sold before 2009. John Patow is a professor of law at the University of Michigan. He says the ruling is great for GM.
Yeah, it's a big deal because what they wanted to do is try to bulletproof their bankruptcy reorganization plan.
Patow says the ruling establishes a legal separation between the old GM and the new post-bankruptcy company. Still, the legal aspect is far from resolved. Patow says the fact that the new GM knew about the defective switches but did not bring up the issue during bankruptcy could help the plaintiffs.
The law takes notice incredibly seriously, and if someone figures out they do something wrong, they have to send out notice right away, particularly if they've discharged something in bankruptcy. So that could be another hook they're trying to grab onto to say, we still have a second bite at the apple.
Steve Berman is co-counsel in the suit against GM. He says they will be appealing the ruling. Even factoring out the cars that are shielded from liability, GM could still be on the hook for economic losses for people who bought cars after the bankruptcy.
Conservatively, there's still 10 million cars left, and the average value of diminution was $700. That's $7 billion.
In addition to suits for economic losses, the company still faces lawsuits for people who were injured in crashes. In a statement, GM applauded the judge's decision and stated that any claims not barred by the ruling must still be proven in court. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.